Expand your mind now with D, live on the radio and the Daily Shot of Freedom podcast, UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com, where most people stop, D begins. We talk about everything, almost. Unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic starts now.
Good morning. Today, my friends, is Good Friday, March 29, 2024. Thank you for joining for the one and only, the unfiltered, uninhibited, unapologetic Unleashed Entertainment Network. And that's UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com for the podcast. We're also on Facebook Live right now. Just type in Unleashed Entertainment Talk. You'll see the video. You'll see my mug, and you'll also see Andrew Scott Smith. Good morning, man. What's up?
Morning, D. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. So we're going to be getting into some conversations regarding politics and the insanity. We'll also be talking about the political culture and the insane culture that's going on in the country right now in our own state, Mississippi. But today is a great Good Friday. Y'all just remember what it's all about. I watched something last night where the guy was asking, I think, about 20 people what Good Friday meant, and only one of them got it right. So pretty crazy. And anyway, we're at WPBP 104.3 FM on the dial. That's the FM radio in Rankin Hines, Madison County, 104.3 WPBP. And then, of course, like I said, all podcasts, including this one, are available after the show at UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. Spread the word. Mobility Medical Inc. That's our sponsor for the text line. Find them on Lakeland Drive, or either online at mobilitymedicalinc.com. And our text line, 769-208-3809, 769-208-3809. You can also call Andrew and myself at 601-863-3200. Good morning, Andrew. What's up, buddy?
Morning, D. I'm getting here this morning.
Waking up, getting some coffee.
That's right. A little Diet Coke this morning. That's my crutch, you know.
Got to have a little caffeine.
That's right.
Early.
Well, we've been hitting the campaign trail hard yesterday alone. I think it was 10 counties.
But no, thanks for joining me. We had Andrew on last Monday. We're in, it's that time now. We're only a few days away from the runoff, which is April 2nd, coming up on this coming Tuesday.
That's right.
A lot going on next week, and a lot of people don't know that it's going on, so that's why we're out here pushing to let people know that a lot of things have snuck up on you, including Easter. We were just talking about that. Came quick this year.
Very quick.
Yeah, usually it's not in March, so that kind of threw everybody off, including me. But we're going to be talking about that. We'll talk about some other culture and political issues going on in the country right now. We're on Facebook Live again, and we party the right way. Get it? The right way.
That's right.
Party the right way. Andrew, you've been all over the state, haven't you?
Oh, goodness. I tell you, District 2 encompasses, you know, 30 counties, and that's a chunk of the 82 we have for sure. And it's been a lot of territory to cover. I've covered it now just about twice at this point. I mean, yesterday alone, we went through 10 counties. You know, we started at 4 o'clock in the morning and just boom, 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 you know, went all day long. So it's been a tiring journey, but it's one that's worth doing. And I tell you what, meeting the people out there, it's absolutely refreshing. Each and every time I roll into a town and I feel weary and tired and I get out and I meet the people, boy, it just refreshes you, D.
Invigorates you.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got great people here in this state, and they're our biggest asset by every means.
That's right, and those are those moments where you don't need caffeine. It's, you know, it's just,
you're just high on life.
That feel good, right?
That's right, that's right.
So welcome to the Facebook page, if you're on there. I see people checking in already. Pat Phillips, good morning. Steven SRS. Anita, good morning. Anita drives a truck, so I don't know if you're on the road right now listening or if you're in town or in state. And then Kim Steinbrick joined us, and Andrew is going to be on Kim and Steven's show, which is SK on the Radio, also SK Podcast. Check them out on Facebook, Rumble, and everywhere else. SK Podcast or SK on the Radio. On Monday, the night before the big runoff between you and Mr. Eller.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to get into some Eller talk here in just a few minutes, waiting for it to load up a little bit here. But if you're just waking up regarding some you know, headline news and regardless around the country, because there's always some of that going on. You know, after kind of checking out the news and the cycle last night, which the cycle changes about every 30 seconds now. So yesterday there was four presidents last night within a 5-mile radius in New York City. Four presidents, three of them were not at the fallen officer's wake and funeral.
Yeah.
And then one was, and that happened to be Trump.
That's right.
The other three, it cost $100,000 for a photo with the Three Stooges, Biden, Obama, and Clinton, at the ritzy New York City fundraiser. $100,000 to take a picture with these people.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a Minnie Thompson move.
Yeah. I've heard that from some of those high-ranking officials. If you want to put your arm around them and get a feel-good photo, it costs a pretty good penny.
I think Ron Eller did that.
I have no idea.
That's just what I heard. Yeah. I don't know that for sure. But, you know, I can say that. I'm not running against the guy, but I did hear that. Now, am I 100% factual on that? No. But did I hear that? Yes. You know, last cycle around in 2020, not this one. But still, and if you're going to donate that kind of money for a picture, that's your bank account and your business.
Sure.
But don't throw it up. And this is not just Ron, whoever. But don't throw it up and say this person supports you just because you paid for a picture with them.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I've got a picture with many rock stars, but they don't support me. They don't remember my name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I tell you the other thing, too. You know, it's sad that Biden has to pull out, you know, just everybody he can from the cabinet to come out and campaign for him, because, I mean, he can't do it himself.
No.
You know?
No. And I mean, it really is sad. You hit it on the head, because that's exactly what it is.
A few hours, President Biden will be diagonally across the street at Radio City for a fundraiser featuring former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. I think it's $100,000 for a picture of all three of the presidents.
Crazy, right? $100,000 cash money, I guess. I'm sure they take debit.
get some of those Visa points.
Yeah. Well, they're giving out $1,400. Per person Visa debit cards for the illegal migrants.
No, some of them are getting $3,500. Right. Just pretty low.
Well, for the family, right?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
As the world burns, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, we're paying these people, you know, and it's not just us giving them debit cards. I mean, we're funding this whole operation from top to bottom. I mean, what other country in the world do you know that funds their own invasion? You know, I mean, that's absolutely wild. Just wild.
Insane. We're funding an invasion of our own country,
that's
too.
Right.
I mean, and not just an invasion of our own country. We're funding all kind of invasions in Ukraine, et cetera, so on. The list goes on since Joe Biden took over.
That's right. You know what list doesn't go on, though, is the Epstein list. We haven't seen that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's going to get a little bit longer now that P. Diddy puff parties are involved. Look, I lived in Hollywood. Nobody can fool me on that one. You can call me and tell me any excuse you want. All that stuff's been going on for decade after decade. New players, same deal.
Yeah.
Same evil forces behind all that. And really, you know, somebody said they may. This is a text message unknown. No, I'm not going to say that. Well, you could have got the picture for free, they said, if you were willing to perform certain acts. I'll say it on the radio. What the heck? I mean, anyway, I'm not going to mention the texter's name. But I will mention Kim's name. She said, I did see the receipts that Eller did that on the picture of Trump. I knew I heard that from credible sources, but that's desperate move. And we're not here to slam Ron Eller. We're just here to let you know the facts. And the fact of the matter is, personally, whatever. But when it comes to running for office against Benny Thompson, he can't win.
Not a snowball's chance.
Right. And I saw that you, speaking of receipts, that you identified that this gentleman has actually voted Democrat more than once.
All I'll say on that is this. I vote Republican each time. Every time, on time.
And you have the receipts. We did see his receipts, though, and they were not. I mean, every single time I've ever voted, and I'm in my mid to late 50s, it only has an R behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
period.
People that wear things on their sleeve very publicly usually have to have something on that sleeve to hold it down because they got something up it.
I like that one. But it's so true in politics, especially. Not with everybody. But here's the deal. We already know as the American public, because of the last administration being Trump, of course, calling people out. We all know that there's only a certain percentage of the people up in so-called D.C. in the swamp or in your local state, even down to city council members and et cetera, that, you know, they're not looking out for the people. No. They either love the title and the power, and of course, money comes with that. So
yeah, that's right. You know. And it's you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we've got to get more active and involved, and not just, you know, people say that, but what that means is boots on the ground, right? You've got to show up, you've got to be involved, you know, and that's the key. Showing up's half the battle, right? And, you know, and another thing that looks like is are more young people getting into politics, you know, like I am. And so.
And I like it.
Yeah.
How old are you?
27.
Yeah, see, that's awesome. I asked you that last time, but I just double checking. I was going to say 28, but close enough.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, young people getting into politics is key. I was speaking with a, you know, certain towns, or they're either called alderman or councilman, same thing, city council. I was talking to one yesterday. I'm not going to bring his name up, but we were discussing the same thing, and he was saying that he was excited that more young people were stepping forward in the city council, or in this case, alderman, same thing, and stepping up and wanting to run, and actually coming up there and watching them and getting an education, since you don't get civics in school. But there are ways you can learn civics without school.
That's right.
I promise you.
That's right.
And they even offer free classes now online for civics and the Constitution, et cetera, so on and so on. And we had that conversation, and I said, yeah, well, I'm interviewing Andrew Scott Smith tomorrow morning. He's a young fella who has literally been to about 35 counties since the last time I talked to him, probably. But that's what it takes, man. It really does.
Yeah,
it
it's
does.
Getting out there, right? And it's so disheartening to me, D, and this is, you know, not a dig at anybody by any means. This goes back for a couple decades now. But, you know, when you go out to these places and they say, we've never met a candidate running, that's sad.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, you've got to go meet these people. And look, I get you can't meet everybody.
Oh, I know.
I understand
that's not
that.
Possible, of course.
No, but you can definitely stop in, see the mayor, the sheriff,
right.
You know, I mean, any of the elected officials there in town. You can stop by the grocery store and see folks. I mean, you just got to get out there and meet them where they are, you know, and that's all it takes, is just putting the work in.
Yeah, and it goes all the way up to the president. Like, Biden doesn't go out and meet people.
No.
Okay.
No.
And he didn't the first time. You know, he was in the basement on that one, but you have to do that. I mean, because there's only so much money, so many donations, also known nowadays as a down payment or a deposit with Biden.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then the fact that we've talked about a million times, no need to even beat it up, but Biden is not right. He's an elderly man who should not be president. We'll just leave it at that. So that doesn't include his policy. I mean, mentally and physically.
He's a corpse of a candidate.
That's right. And it's got to change. I mean, and I think that's what that, along with people's local dinosaurs that they deal with from day to day, has awoken you guys, the younger generation. Thank God.
And it's nice to see people this cycle finally, you know, waking up and saying, hey, let's vote for policy and not party, right?
Yeah.
Let's vote for somebody who's going to fix
a fresh new. Look, I love elderly people.
Sure.
You know, I was raised by my grandparents. I love them. But when they hit a certain point, they're behind. And that's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. They're just behind on, quote, technology. You know, the list goes on.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're not great people. It just means they don't need to be the president at that point in their life, you know?
Well, and even Trump, you know, I mean, he's an older fellow too.
But there's an exception sometimes, I was just getting ready to say.
Yeah, I mean, you've got plenty of folks that are in their 90s even that are sharp as a tack.
Exceptions.
I mean, yeah, when you're flat as a tire, you know, you can't do much with that.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't sharp at that age too.
Well, and there's the health concerns that you've got.
Correct. And they're smart enough to go, well, I'm not going to run for president, you know, but we all know what's really going on. You know, it's Obama's third term, so we'll see.
That's right. That's right.
He's having to show up now because he doesn't have a choice. They got mud in their face, but they're still managed to raise more money. It just blows my mind how these celebitards and the rest of the crew just still will just give these people money because they hate Trump that much. They hate, their new thing is Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, it's not hard to raise.
Okay, we love our nation and we're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, they can break it down however they want.
Nationalist isn't a bad thing overall. It's
it just means you. I know. It's just gotten out of control by the way they explain it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because it's always going to be about the Christians, which has been involved with war for thousands of years.
Sure.
Religious.
Sure.
You know, wars, wars, wars. Speaking of not war, but speaking of politicking, as they call it down south, he's politicking. What this week, what type of people have you met, and what are some of their main concerns besides the Joe Biden concerns with the inflation, et cetera, and so on, yeah, that you feel like that you would be able to, you know, maybe move forward in a different direction?
Yeah. Besides inflation and the border and things right. like that, you know, the problems we have here in the district, and everybody I meet says the same things, right? Obviously, it's the roads. We all know that. We drive on them, right? It's the roads that, you know.
We try to anyway.
Right. I'm on tire 5 or 6 of the campaign. You know, yeah, it's been a lot. And I can only imagine, you know, I mean, you go Indianola. I mean, it's, you know, a beautiful, beautiful city, but bless their hearts, they don't have asphalt through there to save their life, you know, and it's sad. It's sad.
But it is, actually.
You see, you know, it's the roads. We've got to do something about flood control, you know, whether that be a pumps, a mix of solutions, you know, we've got to build the pumps. That's regardless. Those people were promised those pumps 83 years ago, you know, and all the infrastructure has been built. We've got to build the pumps. We've got to do something else to help with the flooding too, because they, I mean, they've, you know, they have engineered the river in such a way now where it's just, it's a mess, you know, all up and down it. So, but that's what you happen, you know, when you get 3 or 4 projects going and they don't interlink with each other, right? So
nobody follows through.
No, it's just a bunch of, you know, rah, rah, let's get elected promises, right? And it's not long-term thinking, but, you know, we've got to do something about flood control. And once we get that solved, you know, then we can get economic development in there and large-scale jobs. I mean, nobody's going to put millions of dollars over there that's going to get washed down the river, right? I mean, that's not going to happen. So, you know, and that's just a part of our district. Some of our district doesn't face the flooding, but, you know, all throughout it, we don't have any programs for our school. There's no opportunity for our youth, which is why we see a huge crime problem, that and the lack of resources behind officers and support for them. You know, I mean, I was at the Sheriff's Rodeo in Leake County this last weekend. It was so great to see that many people out there, you know, supporting our men and women, you know, law enforcement.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Sheriff Randy Atkinson, great guy over there. Great guy.
Yeah, I had an aunt and an uncle that grew up in Thomastown, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right there in the middle of Leake County.
That's right. That's right. You know,
I don't think it's a town anymore, but unfortunately.
It's still a place.
But there's good people over there is what I'm saying.
That's
really
right.
Is.
That's right.
And all they want, everybody out there listening, all they want is to at least be recognized and helped a little bit.
They
you
just
know?
Want to know they've got somebody they can believe in.
That's right. They want to know that they can send an email or pick up the phone and get in touch with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't support a certain policy right now that Delbert Hoseman is pushing. And, you know, they put his number up and his email and all. Those people don't respond to me. You know, that's sad.
You know, and everywhere I've gone online, and you know, it's my cell phone number. And I mean, I may not pick it up every time. I've got stuff going on.
It's impossible for anybody to answer every time.
But
the point is, you will get back with them.
I guarantee you, I've gotten back to everybody that's contacted me in some form or fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's all anybody wants, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, your neocons like Wicker, they're not going to call you back.
Well, it should be transparency, right? I mean, you've got to have transparency on things. And if you're not, you know, if you're not willing to talk to the people, what are you hiding from them?
Yeah, well, how many times does Benny Thompson call anybody back nowadays, I wonder?
Depends on who you got with you.
Or how much money you got, maybe.
That's right.
That's so sad, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Chris Martin. He said, God, family, love the country, protect my way of life, whatever it takes. That's right. We got a few here. I'm just looking through here, but good morning to Chris. And Barrett is on Facebook with us. Brought the receipts. Hashtag, I love it.
Public data. I mean, anybody can request it from Secretary of State.
Sure, there is.
You know?
And sometimes you don't even have to go that far to find it. But yeah, there is public information, of course. You can see who somebody votes for. You can see a lot of stuff, actually, in the way of technology nowadays.
Yep.
And without doing anything illegal, literally, Public Information Act.
A lot of form. That's all it takes.
That's it. So we're going to move on to a couple more things here. But the thing that you were saying, which, you know, really, I really, really like is the people. I mean, because that's really what it takes to do anyway. That's really what it takes to do anyway. Now, here's one thing that has gotten me so fired up that I am going to run for office in 25. Not going to say where exactly just yet. But what I'm going to focus on, because it's going to get worse before it gets better, is happening all across the country. And I would love to get your commitment to, if you go up to D.C., that you get involved in this on a bigger scale, you know, of course, because it's happening everywhere else. And Kim over at SK Podcast brought it to my attention that Mississippi still has the bogus stuff, which Florida just, you know, put laws down against it, which I think Mississippi needs to do, too, is all the squatting stuff we have got. We people are taking over homes. Yep. And they're staying there for like 7 or 10 years, man.
Yep. And it's not our people anymore.
No.
Not at all.
We need to write in some laws. And would you back something like
that? Heck yeah.
Exactly.
And we shouldn't.
In your district, of course.
Yeah. I mean, the laws that we have on the books of the United States, like they ruled the other day that they could own guns, you know, the illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Our laws are for us. They are not for the world.
No, they're for United States of America citizens.
That's right.
Keyword citizen.
That's right. You know, and we've got to have immigration. I told you that last time, but we've got to know who's coming in this place, you know, and we have no clue right now.
But even the citizens, man, this squatting thing has got to stop.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand.
People wake up when they're fresh out of high school or college and say, we want the American dream like everybody else had, and they should be able to attain that in our country. And one of the main things they want, which is the largest purchase they will ever make in their life, is a home.
Mm-hmm.
And if your home can just be taken over,
that's right,
and you get kicked out by a squatter, mm-hmm, I mean, it's just got to stop. And so anyway,
what a thunk that here in a sovereign nation, a nation supposedly of laws, that we would have such an issue with squatters. They're worthless individuals who stumble upon abandoned or empty homes or apartments and decide to just set up shop and call it their own. Thanks to felon coddling laws, policies, and certain loopholes, it's become acceptable in some places. In liberal states and localities, well, it's even worse. Take New York, for example. A woman was just arrested in Queens after a standoff with squatters in her family's home. Yes, no kidding. Arrested for changing the locks on her own friggin' property. This is because in New York, a person can claim so-called squatter's rights after 30 days of living on a property. Degenerates and lazies and losers do what they want and take what they want and act how they want because they've been given the pass to do it. And as for decent folks out there just trying to make a living, go to work, come home safely, and have a few nice things, well, you are apparently privileged and you are the real threat. But this is only gonna get worse, my friends. That is until such a day comes that you stop voting for idiots. Let's just hope when that day does come, there's something left of this country to take back from the grips of the woke and the absurd.
Amen. But that's what it's going to take, though.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take. Ron DeSantis just passed a law in Florida where now it's either serious misdemeanor or felony in some cases, and they're going to put a stop to it, as they should. All right, we're back. On this Good Friday, March 28, 2024, my name is D. You've tuned into the Unleashed, Unfiltered, Uninhibited, Unapologetic, Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. Again, it is Friday edition, except this time it's the Good Friday edition coming into Easter weekend. Know what it stands for and know what it means, please. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know. And like I said, I saw a piece where I believe it was Jesse Waters' guy or somebody asking people on the streets and they just didn't know. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but, you know, instead of scream at them, just educate them, though.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're called to do, right? Is just spread the gospel and be kind to everybody and love everyone.
That's right. But, you know, unfortunately, they thought the Easter Bunny was the reason for Easter. I mean, in some cases, and that's...
All of our religious holidays have had consumeristic icons to replace them, right?
Yeah. But unfortunately, a lot of people now, not back in my day when I was young, it wasn't so bad, but now they don't know what the true actual meaning is.
Yeah.
So, and that's just because people are stepping away, unfortunately, from Christianity because they're not being taught any of it. They're not being allowed to pray. They're not being allowed to say the Pledge of Allegiance. They're not being allowed to have the Lord's Prayer. The list goes on.
Yeah. And honestly, it goes back to the degradation of the family unit, right? Is because, you know, families, that was at least the one time of the week that they got together to spend quality time together, right? Was when they went to church on Sunday. I mean, I remember when Mama taught Sunday school, those were some of the best days of my childhood, you know, being there with her. And, you know, they would join. You wanted your kid to be baptized or, you know, some ceremony or service, whatever it is in, you know, your respective faith, you know. But all that has just went by the wayside.
Yeah, because the nuclear family has gone by the wayside, unfortunately. Yeah. Not everybody. When I say all this, you know, it's not everybody I'm talking about. And honestly speaking, we live still in a state that still has more values than some other states.
That's right.
Fortunately, not unfortunately, but fortunately.
That's right.
But it's still out there, and evil, however you want to look at it, it all goes back to good versus evil. We got a text saying we pay our taxes so that those of us who need protection, talking about the squatters, that we get it.
Mm-hmm.
The left-wing party is destroying our rights on property owners. If this keeps going on, let's get us a room at the White House. See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they won't let that happen, of course. Not when you come on their property, it's a whole different thing, just like the way they are on gun laws.
Well, yeah, it's so hypocritical. They all hide behind walled properties with armed
guards.
Gated
security, Secret Service, bulletproof vests. I mean, you know, bulletproof windshields and windows in their blacked out SUVs, which, by the way, burn straight up gasoline with a V8.
Boy, those things, and they're heavy.
And they suck some gasoline.
Big time. Big time.
But, I mean, it's a truck. If that's what you want to drive, then you should have that right.
Sure, sure.
And you should do it. Go for it. If you got the money and you want to do it, hey, go for it.
That's right.
And farmers are just getting annihilated right now.
Farmers are in for a tough road ahead of them. I mean, God, they hadn't had it easy by any means, right? But they're in for a tough go. You know, commodity prices are going to, it looks like they're going to drop, right? And so, you know, what do you do when you've had to take out all of this capital, right, at an ever-increasing cost, and then you've got diminished returns on the back end because, you know, your price of goods has went down? It's a bad situation. And, you know, we've got three companies that own 95% of the food in this country. Our food's banned all over the world. You know, they own every means of production from the fields that the grains is grown into the auction yards, you know, that the cattle farmers are forced to sell to them, basically. It's a disaster of a system, absolute disaster of a system. We have cheap Chinese catfish coming in by the boatloads, you know, that's filled with mercury and lead and poison. And, you know, and our catfish farmers here in the Delta, God forbid, you know, and this is where the catfish industry was born. And they're having a tough go at it. They don't have a fair fight, you know, and they need a champion for them.
You're right. You're exactly right, which goes along with the text I just got saying Mississippi definitely has the values, just not the representation in the places it needs it, which brings up our friend right here on the microphone, Andrew Scott Smith, because a lot of people don't realize, they just don't, because life gets busy, I understand. April 2nd, y'all, is this coming Tuesday. It is this coming Tuesday. Not everybody knows about that, and they should. You know, I think the parties, both, I'm not going to pick on one or the other, but the parties don't do a great job about the runoff part.
And I tell you, it's hard because we have such a short time.
Right, because it's just like bam, 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 it comes 2-3 weeks later, you know, or whatever it is, month. But so let everybody know one more time, get out, make your vote count for the runoff for District 2. Now, you might stop even right now in this conversation, my listeners, wherever you are, and say, I'm not in Benny Thompson's district, thank God. Well, I mean, you're lucky, first of all, but second of all, you know somebody in Benny Thompson's district because everybody knows somebody in Benny Thompson's district. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
It is encompassed throughout the state, which, by the way, with some insane lines the way it's drawn, but... besides that,
it's gerrymandered for sure.
But besides that, you know somebody, your parents know somebody, your family knows somebody, or maybe you used to live there, or maybe you still have people that you are friends with that still live there, because I know I do. Anyway, the runoff is this coming Tuesday, April 2nd. You know where to vote if you're in District 2, which is Benny Thompson's district. You go to the same precinct, because this gets confusing too nowadays. With these precincts, go to the same precinct that you just voted in the Republican primary. You go to that exact same one for the runoff.
Yeah.
Which is this Tuesday. It will be Andrew Scott Smith and it will be Ron Eller.
And if anybody does need help finding a polling place, you can either go to the Secretary of State's website and find it, or my website has got a poll locator on there too. So that's AndrewScottSmith.com.
Yeah. AndrewScottSmith.com. The three name.
That's right. Scott with two T's. We were fortunate that year.
Must not have been a leap year. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, Kim said it's time to say hashtag bye bye Benny. Bye bye Benny. It's well that's overdue.
Right. Well, and the math's there for it this year. The math is there for it for the right candidate. And that's the problem we've had in District 2 is we haven't had anybody up there. You know, Brian Flowers came real close. I mean, real close.
Real close, I know. I know. He endorsed you, by the way.
He did, you know, and I'm glad to have Brian's endorsement. He's a great guy, you know, and this is a winnable race. This is a beatable candidate by every factor that you could throw at the wall. And with the peel-off that you've got, you know, from the Democratic Party this year, and this should be a slam dunk for somebody who can go out there, put the work in, talk to the people, and actually have a plan, right? If you don't have a plan or a platform, any ideas, especially if you've been doing this for years and years, you're not doing it for the right reasons, I'll tell you that. You know, I've got a plan that covers everything, you know, through the district, 10-point plan. So I want to come in, fix the place up, clean it up, and be a champion for them. And that's what we've been missing, right, is somebody that can do that and reach across the party aisle, bring folks into our voter block, you know, and say, hey, I want to be a congressman for everybody.
Yeah, and that's what people are looking for. Hope. Yeah, they're looking for hope. They're looking for real. It sounds like politician talk, but it's actually the truth.
It is.
Real change, not fake change. Not let me say what I need to say and then bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking for that.
Yeah.
They've heard that story for 31 years with Benny Thompson, so.
And they've been, I mean, all those people have been done to is lied and stolen from, you know, and the district, I mean, you can drive into it from any part of the state and you can tell you just drove into it. It's visibly noticeable. And that is so sad.
Sadly. Yeah. I've seen quite a few of your videos and down in the Hooker Street area and all that. It's just, you know, and look, think what you want to about Governor Tate Reeves, but his message that he put out yesterday, which is a good thing. It really is. And it would obviously give you help over there to beef up the Hinds County area of the district. He has that Operation Unified that's actually working quite well and good for them.
Yeah.
They've had 600 plus arrests, 200 plus illegal firearms seized, 500 plus pounds of drugs, and they're willing to do and continue to do whatever it takes to make the capital city a safer place for all Mississippians. Now, is that going to happen overnight? Obviously not.
No.
But the law enforcement that are involved with this operation, or at least standing up and using their bravery and serving all the people and bringing the receipts and the stats back to the state. So, yeah. And I see him put messages like this up, and then I look underneath it, and there's so many negative things. Why would you say something negative about that? Now, you can say something negative about a person. There's nothing negative about that statement.
No.
I mean, you know, unless you're just part of the problem, obviously, you know, you're a problem, part of the problem.
That's right. And I'll tell you this, I've noticed one thing out there talking to people. Anybody that is stuck in that mindset, I go ahead and tell you, their life is 10 times worse than anybody else I meet. And wealth isn't involved. It doesn't matter about how much money you've got. If you broke on the inside, you're going to have a tough go at it.
Yeah. And I do understand that. But understand that all these people need is a little education of how it's really going on and what the other leaders that they may look up to are really doing.
Yeah.
What they're really up to.
It's the emotions, right? It's let's take the emotion out of it. Facts don't care about your feelings, right? I mean, that's what Ben Shapiro says, and it's true. And you know, we've got to start looking at things and talking about things that we all deal with through that lens and quit looking at things from 75 years ago. You know, we're not fighting those battles anymore. Let's move on.
Yeah, we have got to, especially this state.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just looking under that comment that I just said by Tate Reeves, and you don't have to like the guy. I don't really care. But the point is, it was a positive thing for Jackson, which, you know, we want positive things.
They should all be working together.
And then immediately people are like, oh, whatever, this sounds like some BS Trump would do. Why?
Yeah, it is.
Why? Trump, it is something that Trump would
do. Trump wanted to protect us.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is you have to be a criminal to say that. I'll just throw it out there. Why in the world would you?
Well, the Cowboys weren't happy when we closed the Wild West down either, D.
Exactly. But you know, here's the deal. It's just there's always going to be these people. There's always has been these people. Social media obviously makes it more out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. There's always been these people. And, you know, it's just.
There's sycophants on all sides.
Oh, yeah, of course there is. And there always has been. There definitely always has been. And But look, the Second Amendment, again, goes back to the God-given rights. And that's why, in the Democrats' mind, you know, I read a great piece on this in the Washington Examiner. That's why they're calling people Christian nationalists. They say that we, as the Republican Party, or as the Conservative Party, I would rather call my party, because we say that, you know, God-given rights instead of a
government
person.
Government-given, right? Yeah.
But that's what the Declaration of Independence says.
I know. Well, they don't like to say we have a constitutional republic. Right? I mean, they don't like
it's
that.
Always a democracy that's in right. their heads.
But that's right.
That's where we are, y'all. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's become, unfortunately.
That's what happens when talking points become policy.
Right. It's not radical policies.
Yeah, it's not actual policy for the people. It's just, you know, yeah, we're just checking off boxes on manifestos at this point, right?
Yeah, it's a sad thing, but it is where we are. It is a sad thing, but it is where we are. And the only way we can get past this is for new people to come in and start draining the swamp.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Benny being one big part of the swamp. I mean, really.
He's an alligator.
But I'll tell you what I like about young people. There's a young lady that has taken over the road part of Trump's campaign. Mm-hmm. She does the road stuff from city to city, from town to town. She's out there being the talking head, not for the Republican National Committee, but for actual Trump's campaign. She is a young lady like yourself, 27 years old. And the reason that I like the young people doing it is because they're saying, hey, we welcome Americans. That means Republicans, independents, even disillusioned Democrats who realize we can't afford any more of this.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Yeah.
And she's doing a fantastic job, you know, and this is what needs to happen in the country. The old boys club is over, or needs to be over.
Yeah.
Welcome all Americans. Again, we welcome Republicans, independents, disillusioned Democrats who realize that we cannot afford 4 more years of Joe Biden's policies. November the 5th serves as the greatest contrast on the ballot that Americans have ever been faced with. We have a former president who made this country great, secured our southern border, unleashed the might of our American economy and domestic energy industry, and brought historic peace throughout this world. And then we have the current president in Joe Biden, who in a matter of 4 years has unraveled all of the successes of the Trump administration. Joe Biden is clearly weak and feeble. He is unable to speak as he is in this current state today. How can he possibly lead another 4 years? He can't. More than 70% of the American public realizes that. And so we have the best candidate and the best message. Joe Biden's campaign team may be bankrolled by Silicon Valley and the Hollywood elite, but we have the American people on our side. We're going to keep pushing to turn out every single American who wants to turn this ship around and make our country great again.
Yeah, amen. Right.
Love
amen.
It. Yeah.
And again, these are young people that are saying, wait a minute, because they may be young, but they remember even more than we remember as you get older. They remember what their life was like back in the Trump days, you know? Right. They remember how much they paid at the grocery store, how much they paid for gas, concerts, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You name it.
Being able to actually go to those things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've lost quite a lot in such a short time.
Quickly. I mean, it blows my mind. I told everyone that this would happen, but I did not know it would happen that fast.
That's right.
It came so fast and so quick that it blew my mind, kind of like that break just came, right? Anyway, y'all, we're getting ready to roll into the third segment of the show. So please stick around with us. It is Friday. It is March 29th, 2024. We'll be right back. We're back. It is Friday, and it is March 29th, 2024. It is the Friday edition, the good Friday edition. Remember what this day means, and remember what Sunday means. We have Andrew Scott Smith. Happy Easter, my friend.
Happy Easter, dude.
You going to spend that with your family?
I am. I'm going to go back. My grandparents still live in Foxworth, you know, and we'll go down there and see them, and it's nice to have that time, I tell you, you know, and not to get real sad or sappy, but, you know, my mother passed away about 2 years ago, and I've always loved spending time with my family, but boy, does that change your perspective on things.
Absolutely, 100% does. But they're there anyway.
That's right. That's right. And I have a good time. I mean, we love them to death, you know. So I'm super excited about going and seeing them and getting to spend time. We've got some other family coming in, you know, and it'll be good.
Absolutely. So Andrew and I were just talking about the current state of affairs in Minnie Thompson's district, which covers the majority of the state in one way or the other. You know, the way it's whatever.
Yeah.
It cuts over here. It cuts over there. It's kind of like a cheese grater at some point.
Tunica, Fort Adams, Water Valley to Carthage.
It's crazy, huh?
Yep.
Wow. So speaking of that, up in the more northern part of the states, Tunica, you just mentioned, by the way, you've been up there and talking to those good people and seeing what their major concerns are.
Didn't go through the casinos, though, didn't.
Right.
But yeah, I've been everywhere through the district and stopping and talking to some of these people. It's hard when there's no businesses downtown to try to stop and talk to folks, right? But
I do understand that's a major problem.
Yeah. But I mean, if you see a little gas station, you stop and you talk to them. I mean, everybody comes through there and gets their stuff. You know, I mean, that's a little hot spot. So you stop and chat with them, you know?
Yeah. And just literally chat with them about life and they will tell you, I promise you.
Yeah.
Anybody will tell you. All you got to do is listen.
Yeah. Most people I meet, I tell them, you know, hey, here, my name's Andrew Smith. What I'm doing is what I'm running for, you know, and I say, hey, let me ask you this, you know, besides some of the obvious stuff like roads and jobs, what do we need to clean up our district? You know, and just listen to them and find out what their problems are.
Absolutely.
And it's always the same things. It's the things I mentioned a while ago. It's the roads, the opportunities, the, you know, after school programs for kids, access to health care. I mean, you know, all the same little hot button issues that I'm talking about with PIP folks. I mean, that's what's on their mind, you know?
Yeah. And speaking of North Mississippi, we're going to go directly south and give a shout out to my old friend, Danny Stone Street from South Mississippi is on the Facebook chat here. How you doing? Good morning. And good morning to David Hall, who is a true constitutionalist whose father taught government. We had government in high school. That was the name of the class.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, we had a government class, 10 or 11. I don't remember, junior, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had civics in the ninth grade and then you had government. People are like, what in the world are you talking about? His father was a government professor for well over 30 years. But anyway, at Murrah High School in Jackson, Mississippi. But anyway, David Hall, the one that's always on here. When I say on here, he's always sending me messages. He's wicked smart on the Constitution, which our country has obviously gotten away from quite a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we talked about this earlier because it's important to me. So I'm trying to get the politicians like the House, the Congress, the Senate, locally and nationally, because it is both really, to follow, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't vote for DeSantis. Doesn't mean I don't like him.
Yeah.
At all. It doesn't mean I don't like him.
Just wasn't the right guy for that job.
But he ended the squatter scam. And what New York and California do in response to squatters, we will do the opposite, was his exact words. Now in Florida, you will fill out a form. The sheriff comes and the sheriff kicks you out of the property right then. That's the way it should be.
They don't play down there.
Can you imagine back in our parents' and our grandparents' day if somebody just came to their house and said, oh, we took it over?
Yeah.
A lot of people would be shot. But
I was about to say, you wouldn't see them again, right?
No, but I mean, really, it's supposed to be your literal right. It's your property.
Well, that's one of the things that sets us apart as a country in this world is that we actually have the right to private property, you know?
Of course we do. And I mean, we paid for it. I mean, it's not like it was given to somebody.
Yeah, and you pay for it every year in your taxes.
That's right. You pay them tax dollars, and they come around knocking.
That's right.
Danny Stone Street that I was just talking about in high school, which is another thing.
Yeah.
Another thing that people should be pushing more is we had shop class in school. You know, wouldn't it be great? Well, I mean, it still happens, these technical positions.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the kids, certain kids, not all of them, you know, there's a lot of young people that say, you know what? I don't want to wear a suit and tie. I don't want to go work at a bank. I don't want to go do this or that. Well, you know what? Get you a trade.
That's right.
Go to trade school.
That's right.
Become a welder or something. And they make great, fantastic money. And when you absorb that trade, you're always going to have it.
That's right.
That's like me. I don't play music as much as I used to, but I still have the trade. If somebody calls me up and says, hey, can you come play so-and-so and I'll pay you this? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Once you have your trade, whatever that may be, HVAC, mm-hmm. you know, welders, all this stuff, great things for young people. Mm-hmm. Fantastic for this state.
And we've got a severe lack.
We do.
Yeah.
But the opportunities are out there, y'all.
They are.
Now, they need to be advertised more, of course, but they are out there.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing that point up, Danny. Great point, because I saw Mike Rowe on Tucker Carlson yesterday talking about the same thing, you know, mm-hmm. work with your hands, you know, because everybody's like, ooh, what's going to happen with AI? Well, yes, things are going to change, obviously. We know that.
Quickly.
And they're going to change quick. But that does not mean that all trades will just go away. They might change, but they're not going to go away.
That's right.
So anyway, get involved in AI too right now before it's too late. And instead of looking at it negatively, because yes, a lot of negative stuff can happen. But if you go ahead and get involved with it now,
yeah,
then maybe you will have, you know, whatever. And another great point, Danny, you got three in a row there, brother. Good morning. Oh, yeah, y'all got like coffee shop and all going on down at the coast. You're up kicking it right now. No student debt with the trade school thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
And which, you know, is a big thing.
That's something I talk about, you know, pretty heavy out there is the Votech side of it, right? Just vocational education, which is the trades, right? And I was in ag class. You know, we had ag class, we had shop class, we had metalworking.
All kind of stuff.
Yeah. Allied health, anything that you wanted to do, you know, there was something there. And you're right, we have gotten away from all of that, but it's because we've been pushing everybody down the 4-year path to debt, right?
And they're all in debt, right?
Yeah. Begging Uncle Joe to cancel it before he gets out, you know?
And that's sad, y'all. It really is. It's
yeah. And our colleges are not doing a great job of actually teaching anymore. You know, a lot of them are indoctrination camps at this point.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. They really are. And the Department of Education as a whole.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
Yeah. And when you get more, you know, didn't earn it administrators in there.
Sure.
You know, then you've got it.
And these professors, you know, they go in there with that, quote, indoctrination mindset before they even get there, mm-hmm. or either they start while they're there,
mm-hmm.
if they're older. But the Department of Education allows all this. Not only do they allow it, they make it part of their agenda, and that's what's happened.
That's right. Well, the communist Marxists and socialists back in the 60s told us if you want to take over the place without firing a shot, take over the education system. They've done a great job. Great job of that.
Exactly. David Hall said thanks for Andrew Scott Smith for his time, effort, and candidacy.
Yeah, no need to thank me, David. I truly do want to make a difference and help the place. You know, I mean, there's a huge brain drain in the state. And I told you the other day I went to math and science school and a lot of kids left, you know, and that's fine. That's great. I understand. They've got
some
to go.
People do, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But they all come back. They all come back.
Every single time.
You know, and Mississippi's got an odd way of anchoring folks here.
It does. I left too. Went to Cali with big dreams, went to Vegas with big dreams, and accomplished a lot of those dreams. I'm not mad that I went.
Yeah.
But you always come home to Mississippi.
That's right. And family usually brings people back.
That's what brought me back.
Yeah. And so, but when you came back, had anything really changed?
Good old people.
Yeah. I mean, that's just about it, right? But everything else, as far as our infrastructure, our opportunity, our jobs, I mean, that doesn't get better.
It doesn't get any better. No.
And that's because, and no offense to you, D, I mean, you left and like I said, people can do that. It's fine. But if everybody leaves, and nobody stays to fix the problem.
Yep.
How did you expect it to get better?
You're right.
You know, so I my whole life I've been dedicated to wanting to help this place. It's an absolutely beautiful state. I would not want to be anywhere else in the world. This is the best place in the world.
But I will say this, when you leave this place,
yeah,
you do realize this was the best place in the world.
Every time. That's why they come back.
And we have Kelly Williams in the chat this morning. She owns Kelly Greens. Yeah. Kelly's Greens.
Yeah, Kelly's a good friend of mine. Yeah.
And me and her go way back, way, way many years back. Shoot, 80s.
Yeah.
90s. Anyway, she has Kelly's Greens, which she does both ends of it.
Mm-hmm.
Both ends of it.
Yeah.
with the medical marijuana, and she fought like, good Lord.
Didn't she fight?
I mean, she fought like crazy, and it's still always a fight in that industry because everybody wants to get paid.
Well, and, you know, we have said that we want this industry, and then we play whack-a-mole with them, you know, after the fact. And these people spend a fortune. Do you know that it costs, if you want to open up a dispensary, it costs $40,000 for the application?
I did hear that. May have been from Kelly, but I did hear that.
Yeah. That's insane. You know, that's not a light fixture on the wall. That's nothing. That is nothing. No concrete poured, no product ordered, anything, right? And a lot of this helps, like we said the other day, over half of our users are Vietnam-era veterans. Yeah. You know, and it helps these folks, you know, and most of Mississippi is okay with this at this point, right? I mean, 47 out of 50 states have some kind of program, whether it be medicinal, recreational, or anything in between. 47 out of 50 states ain't wrong. You know, it's hard to get that many people in on a lie, right? But the pharmaceutical industry doesn't own it. That's the problem.
Of course, because they want to add their chemicals and their blah, blah, blah to make that money too.
Let's put it in a petro pill for you.
Oh, yeah. There would be nothing. Nothing would make them happier than to be able to sell a marijuana pill.
That's right. You know, Marlboro was very smart. You know, they got into the game very, very early because they realized, hey, we need to maybe move away from these cigarettes at some point because they're not good for folks, right? And I mean,
oh, you're right.
It's a plant. That's the thing. And people are just, a lot of people are not informed, right? They have listened to all the public service announcements for the last 100 years that has demonized this, right? And most of it has been for race purposes, but they've demonized a perfectly natural plant. And we all have a cannabinoid system inside of our bodies. God gave that to us, right? It's there. Mm-hmm. So,
well, no matter what, as far as Mississippi or any other state for that matter goes, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah. And I do not want to legalize hard drugs.
No, I understand that.
By any means. But marijuana is not a hard drug, folks.
Right, right. No, I mean, I hear what you're saying for sure. It helps people, some people. And they should have the right, if you got the right to go buy a gallon of Jack Daniels and go drink it, then you should have the right to buy a pack of cigarettes or marijuana.
That's right.
All three of those, in my opinion.
What business is it of the government's what you do at your home?
Unless
you're hurting.
Zero.
That's right. Unless you're harming somebody, right? But, I mean, otherwise, the government has no business telling you what you can and can't do. We live in a free country, and people have forgotten that.
People have forgotten that because they've allowed the neocons and the freaking people to basically walk in and tell you what you can and cannot do. And you either like it or we'll jail you, cancel you, so much more.
Yeah, yeah.
So much more.
It's so sad, you know?
Kelly said, thank y'all for recognizing the fight. I'm now working on some new projects that I can't wait with Kelly's Greens. And we'll bring new jobs. Well, you know what? She's done already a great job with bringing jobs.
Oh, yes, she has. I mean, have you ever been to her facility over in Hawkinsfield?
But I know where it is.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, she's over there in Hawkinsfield Industrial Park. She's making a difference, and she has put a fortune into that place.
I know. Me and her were at a benefit together a while back, and she was also doing a show on another station. But like I said, I've known Kelly many years, so good for her.
She's sweeter than a 5-pound bag of Dixie cane sugar.
Yes, sir, Barry. Got great kids, got great people, hangs out with great people.
And fights for the people.
Yeah, she's never changed. She's always been that way, though. Which is usually when people are like that, they stay that way.
Yeah. You know?
Unless they get indoctrinated.
Or paid off, right?
Which may be another way of saying indoctrinated
in
some cases. All right, y'all, we're going to take another break, and we'll be coming along into the next segment at WPBP 104.3 FM in the local area. And also, if you're on the TuneIn app or the FM radio app, you can check it out live. It's called the FM radio app. And then the show will be on podcast at UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. Right after the show, we'll put it up at UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. And we're back for the next segment. Right now, it is Friday, y'all. Good Friday, the Friday edition. Unleashed, uninhibited, unfiltered at the Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. We have Andrew Scott Smith. Did the wrestling thing. I can't hold it out like that other guy. Let's get ready to rumble. I can't do that one. That guy, man, he gets like, I forgot what he said. He charges people to do that. It's outrageous.
What a set of lungs.
Yeah, but he... one phrase.
Yeah.
And he gets like 50 grand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look how much money.
And he did a copyright on that phrase.
Sure. Heck yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. Put that little registered mark on there.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all, actually. Anyway, so we've been talking about an array of subjects here, which is, in my opinion, the best way to talk about things so we can get it all out in the open, because there's a lot of candidates, radio hosts, mainstream media, not so mainstream media, that just don't get it all out there. Doesn't mean they're all bad people, but they work for a corporation, or they're interviewing rather for a corporation where you can't get it all out there. And that's, man, that right there is just enough to, and all of this changed when Donald Trump came down the escalator.
Yeah. Well, people loved him before he came down that, you know, that little golden chute, you know, and
the Democrats loved him back then.
They always wanted his money. You know, they brought him to their houses for their weddings, invited him in. You know, I mean, just people change on you, you know, but that's when you find out who your friends are.
Oh, yeah. And that, you definitely find out who your friends are when you run for office.
That's right.
Or when you're do a radio show like this.
That's
or
right.
When you do whatever it is in life you do. If even when you're a musician, you know, whatever it is, if you do something that is for the general public, whether it's for entertainment purposes or not, you find out who your friends are.
That's right.
That I don't think will ever, ever, ever change. But really, the citizens of America, like the citizens of this country now, like we mentioned earlier with the young people, well, it's the people my age too, Andrew, that are just 100% sick and tired of the gaslighting,
mm-hmm.
the lies, and the way things are working in the country. They're done.
Yeah. I'm really angry. I have had enough of this crap. I feel like a second-class citizen in my own country, while illegal immigrants invading my homeland get handed $1,400 debit cards, you get an iPhone 15 and free hotel rooms. It's like an Oprah scene. You get a car, and then you get a car, but we as citizens get nothing. American citizens are on the street because we're getting evicted from our homes because we can't pay our mortgages because we're losing our jobs to some machine that was automated after some bureaucrat decided to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour, and now companies can't afford to keep people employed. Then I got to listen to KJP go up there and tell me how good the economy is doing. It's not. Stop gaslighting me. Don't talk to me like I'm stupid.
That's another thing. With the older generation people especially, you're talking to me like I'm a child, first of all. You're talking to me like an idiot. We have kids older than the KJP girl up there talking.
Yeah.
And we're not idiots.
That's right. That's right.
Not idiots.
Well,
and the young people aren't idiots either.
No. No. And they, you know, we don't want critical thinkers in this country. We try to shut that down at every step of the way, right? We don't want a population that can think for themselves. But what they have failed to realize is that they have been so brazen in their attempts to get Trump that they have completely unmasqueraded themselves.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely done that. And good.
Yeah.
Because if you can't see through it now at this point, it just means you haven't seen anything, or you have that you live out in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no way that you can't see what's happening. And now you may not want to. You may not want to admit it. You may not want to, you know. Hell, there's even Republicans that I may not have wanted to have to go, dang, really? But unfortunately, not all of them are great either.
No. No, we've got a lot of people who have tried to jump on the Republican bandwagon, you know, in the last few years, or, you know, just because it's popular. But, you know, anybody who's been in the conservative party and, you know, whatever faction you're in of that, you know, we actually care about the country. And not saying that all Democrats don't. There are a few that do, but those are few and far between, you know, and the left has just moved so far. If you go back and listen to them, you know, in the 70s, 80s and early 90s, they sound like some of the Republicans today.
I mean, pretty much they are.
Yeah. You know, and we didn't move that far to the right. We have moved right as a party. Don't get me wrong. Right. And that's good, bad, or indifferent. Not here to say that, but we have moved to the right. But the left has moved so far to the left. And that's because Biden is trying to emulate Obama's strategy. Right. Obama came in. He was more moderate when he first came in. And boy, he just moved as far to the left as he could. Took that shellacking right in the midterms. And then he just doubled down on it.
And he poured it on after that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, poured it on after that.
Yep.
And that's sad, but that's where we are as a country, and that's where we're. And Obama was one of the main perpetrators of the, quote, progressive left agenda. Yep. He was one of the most. And that's, you know, you can say it's fortunate or you can say it's not fortunate, but either way, it's what it is. He was, you know, you go back and listen to some of his stuff. I saw some older stuff yesterday, and it's either we weren't paying attention or something, but yeah, he was on it. And I know earlier we brought up the Christian nationalism thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent me a well-explained audio clip, and this is really what they think, you guys. This is exactly what they're trying to do to the Christian community. Sadly, but true. Just sad.
Into thinking that it's wrong for Christians to vote for Christian ethics. Check this out.
There's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalist is very different.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
They believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Okay, we got a problem. Because number one, the idea that rights don't come from governments, they come from God, that's not Christian nationalism. That's this little thing called the Declaration of Independence.
There you go.
The first line of which says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Number two, if a government gives you rights, a government can take them away. Y'all, Christian nationalism is a scare label whose subtext is, we progressives can advocate for our values in the public square, but you Christians can't advocate for yours. Very frankly, if you're a Christian who's voting or advocating for God's values in the public square and somebody calls you a, quote, Christian nationalist, 99.999% of the time, you just need to say, yep, I'm a Christian and I love my nation.
I mean, but really it's so true, because that's exactly what they think. And that's the way they're thinking.
It is. And, you know, nobody's asking you to legislate religion, right?
Of course not. But they try to make that.
That's right. But if, you know, I'm one of the firm believers. We talked about wearing something on your sleeve a while ago. You know, I'm a Christian, you know, and anybody that asks me, I'll tell them that. I'm not ashamed of it by any means. But I truly believe you should be able to tell that by the way I live and treat people and others, right? And I shouldn't have to go around proclaiming it all the time. But the other part of that is, right, if you are somebody that has those morals and values, right, they're going to dictate your moral compass when you're making decisions, and that should be pretty obvious as well.
Amen. Look, I'm the same way, you know. I'm a Christian. I mean, I go to church every Sunday. I may not do this, that, or the other, but I do go to church, A, and B, I have my relationship with God, and that's what it all comes down to, my personal relationship with God, okay? Or my family, whatever.
That's the most important thing.
Exactly.
Though. If you got that relationship, it doesn't matter if you go down, and I'm not knocking any churches at all.
Me either.
Of them are ticket punchers.
Sure.
You know, and I try to search out something each day, right, and read the Bible and try
Absolutely.
To get that, right? But it's important that you hear it from the right types of people, right? Not these prosperity preachers or, you know, a Kenneth Copeland or somebody like that, right? But people who are actually preaching the word of God, the love of Jesus Christ, and, you know, the things that we're supposed to be and called on as Christians.
Yeah, and you don't need mega church to get that.
That's right.
Nothing against that if you go to one, because I do have friends that go to them, and I don't dislike these people, I promise you. If that's what you and your family want to do, please. It is a free country.
Yeah.
You have freedom of religion.
That's right.
You have all of this, so that's fine. I'm just saying, for me, I don't do that, but that's okay too.
And that's the thing, is the freedom of religion, right? You've got so many politicians on, you know, and I guess our side gets labeled more as the Christian side than the left does.
Of course it does.
And not saying that anybody on the left's not Christian, right? We're not saying that.
As they are, yeah,
right, right. But, you know, you've got to make policies that are good for everybody, you know, at the end of the day. And that's what it's going to come down to, is somebody who's going to be a congressman for everyone, right? It shouldn't matter whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish. I mean, we're all Americans.
Not for someone, everyone.
That's right.
That's it. But everyone who legally becomes a citizen.
That's right. I'm not concerned about people who are here illegally, except for getting them the hell out of here.
That's all you can do, because, like I said earlier, the key word is illegal versus legal. We have our laws in place. Donald Trump already had it in place, and Joe Biden deliberately undid all of those executive orders.
On day one, you know.
And he wasn't joking.
No.
He said, I'm going to do it. And he did it.
He did. Good for him for keeping a campaign promise for once, though.
Yeah, that's about the only one he kept.
And Butterswish is on this morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. How are you, sir? But look, anybody that wants to be whatever Christian that they want to be and go to whatever church they want to, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And I've been like that way since I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was raised that way. You know, I may not go to the same church, but we worship the same God and we have our own relationship with that God. So we'll That's leave right. that off. But you definitely have that right.
That's right.
Don't forget it, period. And don't let them try to fool you into thinking that you don't have that right, because you do.
That's
right. Just like right now, you always have had the God-given right to carry a gun.
That's
now,
right.
They will come up with everything possible to tell you that you don't, but you do. It's just that simple.
I'll tell you this, D, and this is something just personally I've noticed. You know, I mean, I've always been to gun shows. We went to them when I was a small child. You know, we used to give to the NRA. I don't know if Papa still does or not, but you know. The point of the matter is, you used to go in there and you would see, I mean, you know, you've been to them, you've seen tables and tables and tables, right? And there used to be just as far as you could see ammo. I mean, boxes sky high, you know, you could get as much as you wanted. And I've done now two gun shows campaigning, and you were lucky if you had one table that had ammunition of any kind, like more than just a box or two. You can buy all the guns you want, but they're not making the bullets, right? They don't have to take your guns. They're going to take the ammo, right? Just limit production if you can.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we know a lot of people who load their own ammo now.
Oh, yeah. And good for them. I mean, you know, if my house catches on fire, y'all better watch out. It's going to look like the 4th of July.
Right. But, I mean, it is good for them because that's the fact.
Yeah.
And, but the government, the main difference and the main thing I always try to get across to people, and the Republicans have stuck to this for the most part over the last 30 years, is small government. It all, you know, Ronald Reagan, think about the Reagan years. Of course, Ronald Reagan wanted small government because the bigger any entity gets, the more rules, regulations, blah, 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 red tape, green tape, blue tape, all tape, different opinions. It all gets annoying as hell, first of all, but it just gets literally radicalized for this, radicalized for that. That happened so fast over the last 4 years. So fast. They saw the door open. Joe Biden let the gates open, literally, as far as the border goes. For a basically a new country, I mean, down the line, a very new country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate.
Well, when you can't win on policies, right, in this one, you know, in your voter base, you've left them, you've got to get a different one, right?
Yeah, and that's very unfortunate, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only happening, but it's happening at a very fast rate, a very fast rate.
D, you saw the other day, we talked about how the courts ruled that the illegals could own guns. You saw where they can be police officers in some of these states now. I mean, what's going on? You know, I mean, this is, can you imagine getting pulled over and given a ticket by an illegal immigrant?
Right. Does that, good God. But seriously, think about that, though. I mean, honestly, and all jokes aside, think about that.
That's crazy.
That, it's like Whitfield, and if you don't know what that is, it's a mental asylum, which we need more of those, by the way, and I'm not joking.
We do. That's actually one of the, and I know I've said this a couple times, that is one of the big things I talk about is, you know, the 60s and 70s, we started to shut down all of our mental health institutions, you know, and we had some bad ones. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
And I'm not saying let's rebuild the lobotomy centers, right? But we know so much more now, and we can help these people, and so many more because of smartphones and social media. You know, our young people, this young generation, a lot of them are so addicted to that dopamine of likes, you know, and they get off or they get bullied into this. And there's all kinds of mental health problems outside of that as well, you know, and people wonder kind of what happened to our society. Well, we let the crazies loose and now they're out here with us, right, walking around. And we have got to do something to actually help these people, not just create a homeless industrial complex and shove them off on the streets or let the police take care of it. We have to, as brothers and sisters and as Americans, take care of each other. And we have an obligation to, you know, honestly. If you're a believer like I am, you know, we're called to help people and the less fortunate. And what you've done to the least of me, you've done to me. Right. Yeah.
It's sad, really, because yes. It's needed. It's needed. And like you said, we're not talking about shock treatment or
no
jump up and down and stick a needle in the back of your head. We're talking about true mental health, because that goes along with all this trans stuff, man. I'm telling you, yep. It does.
It does, 100%.
I mean, big time. It really does. These people are, especially the young ones, are reaching out with mental issues. And then these, quote, doctors, counselors say, well, you know, it might be a better idea to just cut your penis off. That's not a better idea.
And right? Shove a bunch of hormones in you.
Right. Yeah. That's not a better idea.
Yeah.
I mean, because look where we are so fast with all this, so fast.
Yeah.
Switching gears, I was just reading a story from Julie Kelly, who's a fantastic real journalist. Anyway, Benny Thompson, the former chairman, talking about the January 6th committee, of course, has admitted that they did not archive or preserve any of the video recordings of the thousands, plural, by the way, thousands witnesses that the committee interviewed. Now, I don't know if I believe that. I'm just telling you what he said. Yeah, do you believe it?
A lot of stuff goes missing up there.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we're going to be back with the final segment coming up in just a second at Unleashed Entertainment Talk and unleashedentertainmenttalk.com.
Coming up on Saturday, April 27th, it's Pearl Day in the Park 2024.
That's right. Pearl Day is coming back to the park.
From 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., spend the day enjoying all the festivities at the all-new Pearl City Park on Highway 80. Enjoy gospel music, Pearl Jams, local vendors selling a large variety of items, a kid zone, a barbecue cook-off, and, of course, food vendors. Pearl Day is coming back to the park. You don't want to miss out on this fun-filled day that's absolutely free. Then at 6 p.m., head on over to Trustmark Park for a free concert. Taking the stage at 7 p.m., it's Red Akins.
Don't get me started.
Then at 8:45, it's Ashley McBride.
That's why I leave a light on in the kitchen.
Bring your lawn chairs and blankets because it's first come, first serve for all seating areas. This show is absolutely free. It's Pearl Day in the Park 2024. For more information, visit cityofpearl.com.
Anyone else find it odd that 140 Democrats voted to be able to have the power to take away the rights or block veterans from owning a gun? But yet, in Illinois, it's unconstitutional to not allow an illegal immigrant to own a gun. Am I getting that right? This is the world we live in. Citizens are last. And illegals are coming first. That's what I get from that. And because I know there's always those, oh, show me the link. Here they are.
Yep. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That's the world we're in.
That's what's happening, you guys. That's what the progressive left Democrat Party is now.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be involved in a party that hates you, by the way, first of all, and hates America at this point? And if they don't hate it, they certainly don't like it. I mean, Steven just texted in from SK and said, great show, guys. And you're going to be on their show Monday at 5 p.m. Central. That will be Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. But we're not fooling.
That's right. Ain't no fooling here.
Ain't no fooling, folks. He's going to be on SK on the radio, which is right here, 104.3 FM. Every Monday at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and that's at 5 p.m. with Kim and Steven, or Steven and Kim, which equals SK on the radio and SK podcast. So they're excited, man.
I'm excited to be there, and thank you for having me both times, too, D.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
And, you know, look, I'm excited because all of y'all are younger than me, and I'm, you know, people are like, but that actually excites me.
Yeah.
Because I see hope.
Yeah.
When I see young people excited.
There's people stepping in.
Yeah.
Right?
I see hope. I see a lot. Now, I'm not saying that I'm ancient and I'm elder. Hopefully,
no.
I'm not dying tomorrow. But I'm just saying, I do get excited about seeing, obviously, young people getting excited. And it's not because of politics. It's because of doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's because of saying the right thing and then following through on the things that you say. because for year after year, especially in District 2 with Benny Thompson's district, and actually quite a few more, but definitely his being the worst about not following through.
Yeah.
With tornadoes, with whatever it is. You talked about the pumps and all that. It's just insane.
Well, on the tornado, so Rolling Fork, I'll tell you this really irritates me. You know, I'm originally from Marion County, and God knows Columbia has had its share of tornadoes. We've been wiped off the map more than once, you know?
I remember, yeah.
But I'll tell you this, it don't take a year to pick scrap metal off the ground or put the water tower back up in the center of town. The courthouse has plywood over it. It looks like a war zone through there. Those people deserve so much better. Why is it that we've had the President of the United States, we had Benny Thompson there, and Governor Tate Reeves, and nobody, and I'm not blaming Tate on this by any stretch.
Right, I understand.
But, you know, why is it that nobody is holding anybody over there accountable? It has been almost a year, you know, or it has been a year.
Yeah, I think it was a year yesterday, the day before, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, it is absolutely, I put pictures on the Facebook. I mean, you could have told me, if you could look at those pictures, you could have told me the tornado came through last week and I would have believed you, you know. And when I was there on the ground, there were a handful of people there, you know, trying to take care of some stuff, but nothing's been done.
And we've all seen the video, and maybe you out there listening have not, but there is video footage out there of Benny Thompson being in Rolling Fork along with his other minions with his arms crossed, bored, yawning, looking the other way, sitting back like a king instead of a House representative, looking like a king.
Yeah.
But whatever.
That's how he sits at all his events through here. He does not want to be here with the people from the looks of it, you know.
Right. And you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you don't have to look a certain way. Well, you're right. You don't. You can be big, small, black, white, green, red, but you have to have the optics of caring, and you have to actually care. Because one thing that everybody can do, especially us good old folk down in the South, if you're sitting up there lying, not caring at all, we're going to get you. We're going to say, you know what, this dude doesn't care at all, or this person doesn't care at all. No interest, man.
None. And that's a non-starter for me. You know, if you want to know, what Benny Thompson cares about these people, you go take a look at Bolton. That's his hometown.
Hometown.
And listen, if you're going to be crooked, be crooked. That's fine. Be honest about it at least. But take care of the people that helped raise you. You know, and that is just, it is so sad to go through any of the district, but especially his hometown. I mean, there's nothing there.
I know. It's like. It's decimated. And that's where he is from.
That's right. That ought to tell you all you need to know right there.
Yeah. And the other thing that ought to tell you everything you need to know, whoever sees Benny Thompson in his district and when, except for, you know, if there's an election coming up or a fish fry or a barbecue, but when other than that,
or he's getting an
if
award.
He's forced, right, an award, or he's forced to be here for a FEMA MEMA event.
Yeah.
Tragedy, actually, not event, but tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's force, literally.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. I mean, he's not the only one in the United States, big time, but he is the worst around here that I'm aware of. And what saddens me the most is I'm out and about all the time. I have yet to meet one person that cares for Benny Thompson as far as representative goes.
He's not beloved.
No. But that's why it's so important to just stop checking off the box for no reason or saying, well, we can't get him out. Well, you're right. If we don't check the other box, we can't get him out.
That's right. Or put somebody up there who can actually beat him.
Yeah. Or put somebody, especially in this runoff, check the box for somebody that can beat Benny Thompson. Because there's other people that can't possibly beat Benny Thompson.
That's right.
This is an opinion-based show, so I get to say what I want to, unlike some of the other shows you've done. Nothing against them, I'm just saying.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, Ron Eller can't beat Benny Thompson, in my opinion. So, you know, why not put a young gentleman, who, by the way, is an actual gentleman from the state of Mississippi, not somebody that just swooped in here and said, ooh, let me pretend like I know Mississippi.
I'm not a carpetbagger.
Right. This guy was born and raised in actual real Mississippi, meaning his whole life. Yeah, why not do that? Because Benny Thompson not only is crooked Benny Thompson, not only that, he's also getting at that age. He's been in there for 31, 32 years. Come on, y'all. Now, really. And what has happened? What has happened besides him making money?
He's made a fortune.
He has become a millionaire off the backs of his own people that he does absolutely nothing for, period.
That's right.
And doesn't give a damn if their house burns down, gets blown away, or whatever, collapses, water collapses, whatever it is. Benny don't care. Now, he will send some money over to some big corporation where they might paint his his pocketbook a little bit, but other than that, no, he doesn't do anything for Mississippi.
No, not the general public, you know, by any means.
No. And it's sad. Richard Willis is on here this morning. Good morning, sir. Commenting. The right to vote does us absolutely no good if we don't exercise it. Correct. That's what we were saying. Benny Thompson will be installed again if people don't actually go to the polls again and uninstall him. That's right. No, that's right. I mean, you're exactly what we just said.
Yep.
That's too big to rig. It's the exact same. For my listeners out there especially, I want y'all to listen up on this one. We want to use the exact same strategy against Benny Thompson that we're using against Joe Biden, which is make it so overwhelmingly big, the statement that is, by voting, that they can't rig it.
Yeah.
Just pump it hard.
I'm a big fan of Laura Trump, what she has come out and been saying, right, about how, you know, if they're going to do all these tactics, we've got to embrace them too.
But again, that is the younger generation, the old, and I swear I'm not dogging on old people because I'm closer than you are to be an old person. But what I'm saying is the tactics have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans have not.
That's right.
Back in the past, done a great job at changing with the times, unfortunately. And here we are.
Yeah.
But Lara Trump and all the people she's hiring there, you know what? They're going for a new way along with the old way. They're combining both.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do.
Well, thank God we got Rotten Rana out of there. I mean, she had to go.
Oh, yeah. However, what I will say about her is she said, sue the hell out of NBC.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a fan of hers at all, but they literally had to wear diapers for 3 days over there at NBC. Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, and the rest of the evil people flipping out. Oh, God. We $600,000 an episode, though I'd be suing the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, even though I'm not a fan of Ronna McDaniels, you shouldn't do that to anybody.
That's right.
You should not do that to anybody. But, yeah, but she was not handling the Republican Party well.
No.
And, of course, she's the niece of, you know, anyway, that guy's not a real Republican anyway. He is a Delbert Hoseman Republican or something. I'm just saying.
That's a descriptor, D. Oh.
I mean, but it's true, though. Some people are just not actually, you know, it's like the old term rhino. It just means Republican in name only, and that's what some people are.
Well, and listen, you know, like you said a while ago, you kind of hinted at this, you know, everybody has, pretty much for the large part, almost all Americans have the same goals. We all want the same things. We may disagree on how to get there, but we all want the same things.
We're all conservatives, basically.
Yeah, I mean, we're all just people, right? I mean, and we know, you know, people know what's good for us, and we all live, you know, pretty similar lives in this country. That's part of a country, right? You have assimilation between groups of people, but we've just gotten, we've gotten too tribal. We've gotten too divided, you know, putting people in boxes and pitting them against each other. And if we are always divided, we will never stand united.
You got that right. And that is the actual truth. Are we ever going to get rid of all the division? The answer is absolutely not. But if we can get a lot of that back, you will notice that things will start to change for the better. And I don't mean locally. I mean everywhere.
Everywhere.
And that trickle down, that trickles down and up.
Yeah.
It trickles down from over here. It trickles back up from over here. You know, this, that, California, blah, blah, whatever it is. They're trying to recall Newsom again. I hope he gets recalled. Anyway. It's one thing that California has. You can recall your governor there.
Yeah.
I mean, he almost got recalled before. People seem to forget that when they're talking about him being a president.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, if all those people wouldn't have had a mass exodus over the last 4 years from California, he probably would be.
That's what I was about to say. Now, because of everyone leaving, that wanted to recall him. I mean, you know.
Listen, nothing against U-Haul, right? They're a great company. I've used their services many times. But when you run out of U-Hauls in your state for 2 years in a row, you ain't doing something right.
Yeah, that's one thing that Ron DeSantis was right about. Tickle me when Gavin Newsom said, oh, more people leave Florida than they do California. L-A-E doesn't look good on you, sir.
You remember he called him out about his, he said, I had a guy come up to me and tell I had to get out of California because of the high taxes and the bad this and all that. I said, and it was Gavin Newsom's father-in-law.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. But it's true, right? I mean, look at New York. I mean, they've become a flyover state. California. I mean, people are exodusing from these places. They're moving to red states. That obviously means we're doing something right. And we are. We have, you know, morals and values. We care about our people. You know, we have opportunity and jobs and abundant energy and all of these things that you need, you know, for a wonderful economy. Right.
Yeah. But let's not forget that we can't take our foot off the pedal.
No.
That's what they want.
That's right.
They want us to not know about an election or not know about a board of supervisors meeting, not advertise a delegate thing, which I'm running for.
That's right.
Okay. I'm running for delegate. They don't advertise.
Saturday, April 6th, isn't it?
Yeah.
10 a.m.
Yeah. But yeah. See, they don't, you know, and I'm not pointing out anybody specific. I'm just saying the way it works.
As a group.
And I'm talking about a Republican or Democrat because it happens on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
More obviously on the Democrat side because you can't ever find out anything they're doing. I mean, literally, you have to dig. Now, they put it out there because they have to legally, but good luck finding it. It's kind of the same way that they try. Now, I'm not saying they're successful, but that they try to do with the voting precincts.
Yeah.
They try to do that.
Yeah. And they also, I've heard
confusion.
I've heard several people throughout the Delta tell me that they've been told they can't even vote Republican.
That's so crazy.
That they can't even go into the precinct, which I mean, you know, if somebody can watch you walk into a different building to have to vote, you know.
Right. I mean, that's chaos. Their order, the Democratic Party, has always been chaos.
Yeah.
They work with chaos.
Well, and that's you've got to think about, you know, if you're in a group of people who traditionally just vote one way, right, and all of your friends and neighbors in this small town see you walk into this other precinct, they're going to know who you went and voted for.
That's
you don't
right.
think those people don't get shamed and bullied and you know, and some
and,
of them
and
get
everything
threats.
Else, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, you cannot be scared. Do not be intimidated. You have a vote. You have a vote alone, right? And nobody has to go in that ballot box with you. But you've got to make a choice between policy and person, right? And just because you have voted for somebody for 31 years does not mean you have to continue to.
No.
Things have not gotten better, D.
No, no, not at all. We wouldn't be having this conversation like this if they had.
I wouldn't be running.
Right.
Exactly. I wouldn't be running. There would be no need.
Right.
I mean, you know, these people have got to have somebody. They have got to have a champion.
Representative. They have to have a representative that represents them. Because, again, Benny's way of thinking, along with the rest of the Democrat side of the, you know, it's all about we the government instead of we the people.
That's right. Rules for thee and not for me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They might sound like old corny sayings, but I'll tell you this, they're absolutely true.
They stuck around for a reason.
They're absolutely true. And we wouldn't, you know, if Benny Thompson or for that matter, anybody running, if they were, or not running, but already in office, if they were still capable of helping people and actually following through on it and doing all these things that we've been talking about, nobody would need to run.
Yeah. And,
but that's
and
not going to happen, though.
Nobody would have an issue. Like, you hear all this talk about term limits. Well, you've got a right to vote, right? If somebody's not serving your interest, then take them out. Right. I mean, that's all it takes.
That's called primary somebody out.
Right.
That's exactly what that's called.
That's called getting involved.
Right. And the way you primary somebody out is to get involved.
That's right.
And if you don't get involved, then don't complain because you didn't get involved.
That's right.
Now, I'm not being ugly because I know you can't sit. Not everybody can sit around all day and talk about politics
sure.
like I do or anybody else for that matter. There's work. There's life. There's family. There's careers. There's a lot of things to think about. Right now, those things are very important.
Mm-hmm.
And politics may be on the back of your mind with the exception of the president race.
Right.
But remember, everything starts local.
That's right.
Everything. So, yes, is the president race important right now? Well, absolutely. Of course it is. It's more important than probably ever in the history of my life, for sure. Now, but don't forget these other races, y'all. Guess who does the Congress and the Senate? They are the people that make the bills. They're the people that write the bills, rather. They're the people who represent their districts of every state, not just this one. And you gotta get people in there that are looking out for the best interest of not only their district, but the freaking country.
Yeah.
I mean, the country. Benny Thompson sits on a lot of fantastic boards.
Homeland Security.
And Homeland Security being probably one of the most important ones up there, if not the, you know, and I don't think he's done a good job at it. That's just my opinion, you know, and you can have your opinion and that's fine. But I would rather someone else with fresh eyes, someone else with fresh ears, someone else with fresh knowledge, someone younger with more, let's say, technology friendly, you know, just things like that. It's time for a change. It literally is across the board.
Yeah.
Benny Thompson being one of the major ones, though. You know, maybe he gets away with all the scam stuff he done. I don't know. I'm not God. I can't predict any of that. But we shouldn't allow him to get away with the things that he's supposed to do every day, that he's required to do. The reason he got elected supposedly is supposed to be for the people.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
not,
right.
Not for DC, not for George Soros, not for blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. Not for any of that. Not for Liz Cheney's deranged January 6th committee. None of that. He got elected supposedly 100 years ago to be a representative for a district in our state. And then he's allowed to sit on these huge committees that affect the entire United States, by the way. And he's not doing the proper job for it. So that's my pitch there, buddy.
And you're right. I mean, but why not take a look around the district and actually go seek out committeeships and chairmanships on committees that matter to us, like agriculture? I mean, that is like, I would
think that makes no sense, because you're looking at one of the biggest agricultural districts in the country. Well, for sure, in the state, being his district.
Could you imagine having the purse strings or being able to have control over USDA and help those farmers? You know, I mean, that could make a difference on the ground.
Of course it could.
Big time, right?
And, you know, and Tate tries to do that, but he's the governor. They can't do that.
Right.
We need somebody like in Benny's spot who can do that.
That's right. And it takes everybody. Like you just said, it's going to take federal. It's going to take state. I mean, we've got issues that are mighty big at this point we've got to take on. But, you know, the good thing is talking with folks, they're willing to work with somebody who's willing to work with them and hold people accountable that don't. You know, like the people in Rolling Fork should be in jail, honestly.
No, I know. And Benny's giving money, though, to illegal immigrants, but not to.
That's right.
Not to the hardworking farmers and et cetera and mentally ill, whatever it is, who vets.
Ranking,
kills me.
Ranking member on Homeland Security and the board's wide open. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that right there should tell you everything you need to know. Benny Thompson is the ranking member of Homeland Security, but yet it used to be a broken border. Now there's no border.
That's right.
Okay, none, zero. Walk in. By the way, here's your debit card, blah, blah, blah. We'll set an appointment up for you 10 years from now, which, of course, obviously won't show up. You'll probably already be voting and be a cop by then.
That's right. Well, with brandishing citizens with weapons and taking over their homes, right?
Right, writing citations and stuff to us. But you're illegal, but we're not.
That's right.
Man, nobody can make that make sense.
I mean, I'm laughing because it's just so batty.
Senseless.
I mean, you can't write this stuff in a comedy script, you know?
No.
And this is the world we're living in.
I would say I read about this one time in a comic book, but I didn't.
No.
I mean, it's crazy.
This is USA Today stuff.
It is crazy. So we're going to leave you now. But before I leave, I just want to read over one thing. This, my friends, is Easter weekend. Please be safe out there. Make sure you're with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and understand what Easter is all about, you guys, because in radical trans activists are mocking Christians right now by designating Easter as a transgender visibility day, sadly. Even worse, in Tennessee, right next to Mississippi, a music venue is hosting a trans day of vengeance on Easter, by the way, just 1 year after the Covenant school shooting by a member of the trans community. Y'all, I'm not going to talk bad about anybody personally, but please know what Easter really means. That's all. Just know what it really means. And I don't agree with any of that personally, but
I'm gritting my teeth real hard.
Yeah, I know. I don't agree with any of that personally, but it is Friday. And, you know, it's about Christ dying, Jesus dying and coming back on Easter. The resurrection, y'all. That's what it's actually about. It's not about a trans event or vengeance or revenge, a rabbit tossing an egg behind a dumpster. Come on, y'all. I mean, there's just mean, evil people.
Yeah.
Mean, evil. All right, y'all. Thanks to Andrew Scott Smith. By the way, please, 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 April 2nd is this coming Tuesday, April 2nd, in a runoff with Ron Eller. Check the box for Andrew Scott Smith. Thanks for being on the show. He will be on SK Radio, SK on the Radio, which is Monday, April Fool's Day on the 1st, but it's not a fool, and it's not a game at 5 p.m. Hey, Andrew, I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a great Easter day.
Yeah, happy Easter to all of y'all out there. I'll be back, same bat channel on Monday. Have a great weekend with your family. And again, UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. See ya!
Thank you for listening. And remember, we must stand up and unleash. Be a part of Unleashed. Until next time, let freedom ring loud. Unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic.
Are you prepared?